Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so you want to spice up your mood? Well, guess what? That could start in your fridge. The foods you eat can actually make a big difference in the way you feel. It's probably not all that surprising, since eating is often thought of as, you know, one of our most fundamental pleasures, right? The comfort foods we talk about. So let's dig in. Oh, that was kind of dorky. Sorry about that. I just had to say, let's dig into some foods for your mood. I make myself laugh sometimes. The first one might surprise you a little bit. Are you a coffee drinker? Hey, I've talked about coffee before. Coffee's good for you. Matter of fact, most Americans get their antioxidants from coffee. Most Americans get most of their antioxidants, believe it or not, from coffee. It's a plant. The coffee bean is full of a lot of great antioxidants. One of them, called chlorogenic acid, actually helps with sugar levels. But it turns out coffee drinkers have less depression. Did you know that? Yeah, this comes from, I have it right here, this is from the Archives of Internal Medicine, published in 2011. Coffee drinkers are 20% less likely to suffer from depression. Now, that's 4 cups or more a day. I don't know, is that a lot for you? That's a lot for me. I have 2 cups to start my day, and that's my limit of caffeine. I'm kind of energetic. I don't need a lot of caffeine to get me going, but I love coffee. I love the smell of it in the morning, so I have my couple of cups. Turns out if I were to do maybe a couple more, I might even feel better, according to this study published in 2011. Why is that? Most of the researchers looking at coffee and depression think, believe it or not, it's the caffeine. It's a stimulant. It raises dopamine. Stimulants raise dopamine. Caffeine's a stimulant, so it raises dopamine, which is a kind of like a euphoria type neurotransmitter or brain chemical. So you drink coffee at least 4 cups a day based on this 2011 study. Caffeine's going to get into your system, and you're going to raise dopamine levels in your brain, and you're going to feel good. That's the theory, at least. So drink your coffee. It is good for you, unless you're sensitive to caffeine, obviously. Now, you might ask yourself, does a decaf cup of coffee count? Well, no, because it turns out it's the caffeine raising the dopamine. So if you like coffee, that's great. You still get some of the antioxidants, but we're talking about mood here, and you need that caffeine in that case. That does not mean you should be drinking a lot of caffeinated soda pop. The sugar in that negates any of the benefit to mood. So, no, that's out. Okay, good. Number two, spicy foods. Love spicy foods. I'm from Texas. Man, I love to put good spice on most of the things that I eat. It turns out when you eat spicy foods, your brain is perceiving pain. Yeah. So, and when your body or your brain thinks you're in pain, guess what it releases? Endorphins. Yeah, endorphins also, like the dopamine, have antidepressant effects. So add a lot of spice to your food. A friend of mine who was out in Texas just recently at a conference, she works with me here at Life Extension, and she just brought me a habanero-based salsa. Or was it a barbecue sauce? I can't remember, but I cannot wait to try it in either case. I know it's going to be hot, and it's going to make me feel good because of the endorphins. I like that. Number three, we need to eat more fruits and vegetables. Oh, I know. Doctors, nutritionists, dietitians, we always talk about we need more fruits and vegetables. Are you sick of hearing it? Well, I'm sorry. We're still not eating enough. The United States, the USDA, actually, in 2005, and things have not gotten better since then, in 2005, released a report showing that like 90% of Americans aren't eating enough fruits and vegetables. 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin A. 56% or so of Americans are deficient in magnesium and many of certain other minerals and trace minerals. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It turns out this was published in the British Journal of Health and Psychology in 2013, just last year. It takes 7 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables daily to make you happier. That was a really good study, peer-reviewed journal. 7 to 8 servings was that level that increased happiness in people and was a counter to feeling blue and depressed. Are you eating 7 to 8 servings of fruit and vegetables a day? I get the fruits in. I do enjoy my fruit. I like something sweet after dinner, but I avoid the processed sugars. So I eat a lot of fruit, a lot of fresh fruit. And I'm lucky because I live in South Florida, so there's a lot of fresh fruit around. And that's my that kind of gets my sweet tooth taken care of, plus it increases my fruit intake. I need to work on the veggies a little bit better. I admit that to you. But 7 to 8 could make you feel a lot better. Oh, and here's the good news about this. So what about all that comfort food that we think makes us feel better? Yeah, so, and that's usually the carbs, right? The breads, the pastas. Those are the kind of comfort foods that we like. They warm us up. They make us feel good. You know what? It turns out 7 or 8 servings of fruit and vegetables, based on a study, actually does better than the comfort foods. So if you're feeling down a little bit, you don't have to reach for the heavy carbs. You might want to. You just got to train your brain not to do that. Get your 7 to 8 servings of fruits and vegetables, and you can be happier and feel better. That was food number 3. Food number 4. Oh, now everybody's going to like this one. Dark chocolate. No, chocolate is good for you too. It is. Dark chocolate is good for you. Yes. That does not mean you go out and eat a 20-pound candy bar. That's probably milk chocolate. That's not what I'm talking about. Dark chocolate, just like coffee bean, is a plant. Plants have a lot of good antioxidants, right? Dark chocolate is good for you. Enjoying a small bar of dark chocolate, about 70 to 75% pure cocoa, is really good for you. It helps with weight. It can help with sugar management, actually. You can also take a capsule form of it if you just want to avoid the fat and the sugar. It just has good calming effects. So this was published in 2009 in the journal called Proteome Research. People reporting feeling highly stressed were given 40 grams, that's about almost about 1.5 ounces, of dark chocolate daily. After 2 weeks, levels of stress hormones decrease. That would be cortisol, for instance, and the adrenaline. So coffee gives you a euphoric type of feeling because there's some caffeine naturally in there, so dopamine goes up, plus it lowers the stress hormones. 70% to 75% cocoa. Not bad, right? Number 5, turmeric. One of the greatest spices out there. I think the spices, I'm waiting for the spices just to explode in this industry, but turmeric has a compound in it called curcumin. I've been talking about it for the past 10 years. Curcumin eases inflammation. It's good for your brain. Good studies showing that it has benefit in Alzheimer's patients. It's an immune modulator. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Turns out curcumin is really good for mood disorders as well. So you're gonna have to take a capsule of it because you would have to use a lot of the spice to get the amount of curcumin that you would need. So I do suggest a capsule of curcumin, about 400 milligrams a day, will help you to feel better. I take it every day, by the way, every day, religiously for a very long time, curcumin. Lastly, food number 6, yogurt. Yeah, turns out, and it's not the yogurt itself, it's the probiotics. So I really could say for food number 6, any fermented food would work here. But yogurt, it turns out that the probiotics are really good for us. Studies show animals given probiotics increase their production of GABA, which is the most powerful calming neurotransmitter we have, even more so than dopamine. So fermented foods, the probiotics are really good for you. So there you go. 6 foods to improve mood. Coffee, spicy foods, fruits and vegetables, 7 to 8 servings a day. Dark chocolate, 70% to 75% cocoa. Curcumin from turmeric spice. And then fermented foods like yogurt. Yeah, you don't always have to pop a pill, right? We got to move away from that conventional pill popping mentality if we really want to go from a sick care system to a health care system. Right? Food. Yeah, it really can be used as medicine. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.